We all know video has become a mainstay with regards to marketing our businesses using the internet and social media. However, the trouble is that many businesses don't really understand how to do content marketing using video. On today's Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya episode, we're going to talk about the basics that you need to cover and how you can start using content marketing using video to promote your products and services and strengthen your brand online. So stay tuned. We all know video has become a driving force in content marketing. You only have to look as far as YouTube's success to see that video content is thriving all on its own. Of course, with the introduction of Facebook Live, IGTV, and even Twitter video, video content is really the primary type of content that people are consuming today. And if you're normally just using text-based content, the thought of using video can be daunting. And so today I want to talk about some basics to cover if you want to start using video in your content marketing mix. Of course, you should be using video, but a lot of us really don't understand the basics of what to do and how to do it. So today I just want to go over a few of the basics. The first thing I want to talk about is the tools. You really don't have to spend a lot of money on the right tools for creating entertaining and engaging videos for your content marketing needs. So at least spend enough to be able to provide adequate lighting and sound. Now, you can use your iPhone, your iPad to create outstanding videos, and there are numerous apps that you can use in the App Store. So you don't have to spend hundreds or thousands of dollars creating the perfect room in your home or your office. That the tool should not prevent you from starting to use video in your marketing mix. Second, there are no one-hit wonders. Do not think of shooting one video and you're going to be viral. That ain't happening, my friend. Videos do not stand alone. So if you create one video, you should be creating more than one. You can have a regular video series as part of your blog. That's a good idea. It would encourage more viewers to take time to view your videos if you have more than one. And at first it may feel like no one's watching, but take the time to stick to doing them during a time period to see what happens. Another thing is that shorter videos are better. You don't want to make a video super long, you know, more than 3 minutes, and you're really pushing it unless you have high quality images and high quality sound and content to match the length of your video. If you do have something long to say, try breaking it up into a series with one point on each video over time, and you can drip the content out. Of course, you want to repurpose content you already have. This is a big one. You know, for your first video, you do not have to reinvent the wheel. Instead, use content you already have. For example, if you have a how-to blog post, why not do a quick video demonstrating the how to do it? If you have a blog post with 5 tips on doing something better, do 5 different videos talking about each tip for a couple of minutes. You can use visuals outside of your face to make it more interesting if you like. Next, you can leverage events, both online and offline events. Having an event such as an in-person interview or a conference or online webinar is great, but why not record it, then use it and repurpose it later? You can break up longer events into shorter videos with a little bit of editing and adding in visuals, and then you can have a whole series of videos for one single hour-long event. Now, nobody says you have to do this all on your own. You can, of course, outsource the editing of your videos. You know, create them in a format that's usable, of course, by most browsers and mobile devices. But consider outsourcing the editing process. You do not have to figure out how to do all this by yourself. Usually you will provide the person doing the editing with the raw footage, the raw video, and then they'll cut it down and edit it to make it a more professional production. And you can even hire local people to record from you. It's really up to you how much you want to spend. You could definitely find students at your local colleges and universities that are learning how to do photo and video editing and hire them. You know, it is affordable for pretty much any business to hire someone to do video editing. You just have to be a little bit creative in how you get your projects completed. But I will say it does cost a lot less than you think it will to produce very professional sounding and professional looking videos for your content marketing needs. Please, please, please do not worry about being perfect. Do not worry about being perfect. Take a look on YouTube, for example, at the popular videos in your niche. They probably aren't perfect. There may be a few exceptions where people are really glossy and quite frankly, they look like a TV show, but that is not the norm and you do not have to be like that. So I don't want you to think that the cost of doing video is what's prohibiting you. That's not what the issue is. The issue is that you aren't doing it yet. So think about it like this. As long as the video viewers can see something interesting, hear the audio, and trust the value and truth of the information you're sharing, you will see success using video as one of your content marketing tactics. That's all for today's Marketing Minutes with Ms. Kemya. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, I would love it if you would leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on. If you are actually on my blog, leave a comment and let me know what you thought of today's episode. If you haven't visited the blog, I encourage you to visit me at marketingsparkler.com for more tips, tricks, and insights on how you can use digital marketing to grow your business. Until next time, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.